Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, let's get the inside scoop on the Celtics. It's Scal time. Brian Scalabrine on Marconi and Fourier.
Brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860.
All right, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Brian Scalabrine. Hey, Scal, how you doing, pal? We actually brought your boy Andy Hart back. We heard you loved him so much a couple weeks back.
No, you know what it was? Now that I know he's here, I come in ready. Andy Hart brought the goods. And you know what Andy did last time? He asked me two real easy softball questions off the jump, and then he came with that with a thunder.
He softened you up, body blows.
Scal, I lived it for 20 years. I worked for Patriots.com for 20 years. I did the dance. You're doing these phoners. They're asking tough questions.
No. Like, I do the dance to a certain extent, but I don't think anybody should always call out the people every single time. You still got to give it time, but. Like, I think, come on, man. You guys hear the broadcast. I'm as honest as can be. On the broadcast, I'm as honest as I can be. I'm not like these other guys. I'm not like that. I kind of keep it, like, as neutral as I can.
So, Scal, we were talking earlier about this game here, and obviously disappointing loss last night to Charlotte. It was a good team. But, you know, talking about, like, you know, Marcus Smart's not being there, it's like, well, they were playing pretty good ball without Marcus Smart. I know Robert Williams is big. So, when you look at this game, because I thought it was – they were starting to play well together, especially the kids, especially Jaylen and Tatum. How do you look at this one game compared to what you've seen the last week, 10 days, 2 weeks?
Yeah, so I don't know if you guys heard this on the pregame show. Like, I do this predictor app where you guess the winner and how much and all that stuff, right?
Wait, do you give away your own money?
Scal's
like all these
money.
Other shows
no,
do?
No. We're in Boston, we don't do that yet. We're just like dabbing our toe into the water, right?
Yeah.
Eventually, we'll be all in. You'll hear me on the broadcast. Like, right now, Celtics -6. You got a really good bet right now, you know? As of right now, we keep it PC. But so anyways, you know, like before the game, I'm just being honest. Like, Charlotte Hornets had five guys. Like, if you use a 30-game minimum, that average, they're in the top 50 in points per game. So when you have, like, you have one guy on a team, like, let's say we're playing Dallas, right? And Dallas is a lot better now, but they have Luka Doncic, right? You could say, okay, well, you can rotate guys on them. But when you have five guys that can all get big nights, like, give you a big night or a big moment or a big quarter, like, I was just not confident that without Smart and Rob Williams. So I was like, in one of those things, I know that we were favored, and it started out at 6 and moved down to 3. But I did not look at us during that game as a favorite against Charlotte with their depth. I'm not disappointed with that loss. You watch that game and you say, without Smart and Rob Williams, they're actually a better team than we are.
Well, you know, it's funny because, like, even like during the telecast, I was like, wow, Scal's got a crush on LaMelo Ball. Like, he's get a room already. Like, I mean, I was listening. I was like,
come on, man.
No. You know,
like watching him play.
No. I agree with you. Listen, he's like, sometimes he's just a disaster and he drives me nuts. But then you sit there and you watch him play. I'm like, you know, do you get envious? Like, sometimes, like, and when you look at other teams and where they're at, like, when you look at a LaMelo Ball and you look at the pieces that they have, you're like, man, that used to be us.
Miles Bridges.
Yeah. Like, they, it seems like they're where the Celtics used to be like 4 years ago.
Sure. And I think the biggest thing is, like, you watch the NBA and, you know, I watch the league. Like, I don't, you know, you guys, I ask you guys football questions or, you know, like, I don't watch baseball. I don't watch any, I just watch NBA. And then when it's over, I'm like, whew, I need a break from professional sports because it's a lot of games. And, you know, like teams that pass like that. So LaMelo Ball is like the perfect example. And there was a play in there where he was coming off a screen and Enes Kanter just twitched one way. And all of a sudden he threw the ball up and Plumlee dunked it. And I don't know a lot about football, but I see that overhead cam when the quarterback drops back and then a safety, you know, takes one step forward. And next thing you know, that guy releases the ball. That one step forward was the play that made, you know, the long touchdown pass. When I watch LaMelo Ball, it's all that. He's passing while he's looking at the defense, moving one direction. And did you see how many wide open shots they get? Now, the contrary to that is when you're watching a team where the guy drives, he draws two, and at the last resort, he just kicks it out. And by then, you know, defenses are rotating and stuff like that. So I think like it's a combination of, you know, they drafted LaMelo Ball last year, but the game was very different last year. Like, they're really taking advantage of all the guys that they got, and the way and the style that they play is also very indicative of how you want to win in the NBA right now. Like, the NBA this year, it's so much more pass and drive closeout heavy than it was the last 3 years. So, there's a few teams. Memphis is doing that. They're like that. So, a lot of teams are kind of hitting home run based on the way the rules have changed from last year to this year.
So, Scal, I've been a big believer this is a 500 basketball team because they've been a 500 basketball team last year. They're back to it this year, winning 5 of 7 here. But this little run, do you feel like there's momentum that they are at least approaching whatever their best is as a basketball team?
Is that Adam, right? That was Adam?
Who did Andy. That? Adam works for NBC Sports Boston. You know how many times I've heard
Andy.
That?
All right. So, no, I think we just played like some teams that are, you know, like the Chicago Bulls, and they were, you know, like they didn't have the players. When we beat the Phoenix Suns, like if we had DeAndre Ayton, we're not scoring 64 points in the paint. Doesn't mean we're not winning that game. We're just not winning that game that way. So I think and just part of it, like sometimes the Celtics are banged up and teams beat us at games that we should have won. And, you know, like last night, like a good example, no Smart, no Williams. I actually don't think that we had a chance to win that game with those two guys out. So I think we're just hitting, like we're playing bad teams like New Orleans, and we're beating those teams. And like during that roller coaster, we go down by 18, and then we end up having a great second half. So I would be lying if I said, yeah, we're definitely hitting our stride right now. And take a look, we're going to build some momentum off of that. I'm kind of waiting for this team to change their playing style, and I don't know when that's going to happen. Maybe it doesn't happen. I do think they're kind of improving, but so is the NBA. Like the NBA is improving with playing a different type of style. So I do feel like we have a long ways to go offensively to be where I'm like, wow, we're playing some really good basketball right now.
Uh-oh, if you're mentioning playing style, that gets back to coaching. I'm not going to ask you. I'm going to pass this off to Lou now.
Here you go again.
Hey, we're talking to Brian.
Ime's been saying the same thing I'm saying. We got to move the ball. We got to move bodies. So he's been driving that home from day one. Like from his introductory press conference, he talked about the assist percentage. So we're just – like, it takes a while. Like, when you – like, the players we have are not good at that. They're not good at driving closeouts, not good at moving the space. So it's something that you have to, like, constantly work on, and it's not easy to pick up when you've been an isolation player your whole life.
Oh, we're talking to Brian Scalabrine. And, Scal, you know, listen, you got the Tatum and Brown, and you look at these two players, great players in this game, right, young players in the league, and you mentioned you watch a lot of basketball, and you start watching more and more basketball, and you wonder how, like, special you have it here, because when I look at other teams, I see a lot of teams with really good young players. Like, I'm wondering how different you are. Like, you see, like last night, you're watching LaMelo Ball and Bridges, year four, what he can do, what he could become. There's a lot of good young players. So how different are you than some of these teams? Because we always thought we had the edge up.
Yeah, I mean, looking at Tatum as a young core versus looking at other teams as a young core?
Well, it's like we got Tatum and Brown, like, you got two all-stars, the future is bright. Well, there's a lot of teams that have two very good young players that you could say the same thing about, right?
Yeah, I think that gap is closing. I don't think I could have said that last year, even at the beginning of this year, but that gap is closing. But I'm like, listen, for me, first of all, it is very difficult to get two young, versatile, athletic wings that can score, right? That's like a really hard thing to get. So I keep driving this point home is like those guys got to become better at playmaking. I don't know how much, listen, I know when Kevin Garnett was here in the Celtics and he like lived in his basement and he watched four NBA games at the same time, and his eyes just jumped from one game to the next, to the next, to the next. And I said, he was like a machine downstairs, right? Like just absorbing all the information of what the league does and how guys play. Because like every one of those games is going to help him win a championship. Like I don't really know Tatum and Brown like that. I don't know if when they go home, if they're just like glued to the TV and watching, you know, countless hours and hours and hours of film and watching other teams and stuff like that. But like to me, like because I watch, the writing is on the wall. Like they have to become quicker decision makers, quicker off the catch, quicker off the move, quicker and finding space, quicker in your decisions to shoot. Like every second or every half a second, every jab, every triple threat that those guys take, it's the defense more to load up onto them. So, like, I know Ja Morant at the beginning of the year, he was playing at a high level. He goes out, they go 10-1. He comes back, and he's, like, fully changed his style, and it's for the better. Like, he has taken a huge leap forward, and so has their team when he missed those games. Because he came back, he's like, oh, wow, I don't have to hold the ball. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. I could play off the ball, and I can be just as effective. And he has, and so have the Grizzlies. So, I don't know what causes people to change. I don't know if these guys are glued to the TV watching Golden State and Phoenix at 10:30 at night when they come on. But if that's what I'm doing and that's what I see, and I see all the teams moving the ball are the teams that are all the top teams of the NBA.
All right, Scott, listen, man, we appreciate the time. What we got Friday night against the Trailblazers, I believe, 7:30.
It's a win. It's a lock.
All right, man.
Hey, listen, yeah. I won't take the call if we lose that game. This is a lock.
All right, Scal, we appreciate the time. Thanks, pal.
See you, Scal.
Sounds good. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.